All is set for the smooth takeoff of the ECOWAS Common External Tariff, CET, as finance ministers and directors general of customs of ECOWAS member states have met to finalize preparations towards the implementation of the CET by January 2015. Addressing delegates at the meeting in Accra, the Minister of Finance, Seth Tekpe, said the ECOWAS Common External Tariff will deepen trade relations among member states. He urged member countries to examine the CET critically in order to address possible challenges in the future. Mercy Darko and Enokwe have the rest of the story.
The ECOWAS Common External Tariff, CET, is one of the instruments of harmonizing ECOWAS member states and strengthening the common markets. The tariff set at 35% at most will modify the rights and obligations of ECOWAS member countries. The CET will, among other things, foster a harmonized tax regime in the interest of intra-regional trade. The Minister of Finance, Seth Tekpe, said although there will be some challenges when the CET becomes operational, member states need to collaborate effectively to ensure the success of the common tariff.
The benefits from the successful implementation of the CET cannot be overstated. Apart from leading to an eventual improvement in customs revenue, the CET will also serve as an instrument to be used in protecting strategic sectors within the regional economy. It is a general knowledge that massive reforms such as CET do not come without it. However, we have come a long way with other reforms in the sub-region in our march towards the integration. It behoves on us to continue to work together tirelessly so that we can collectively overcome these challenges. The successful implementation of CET will indeed serve as an important step towards achievement of our Vision 2020 and our overall integration agenda.
The German ambassador to Ghana, John Radige, said his country, through GIZ, has committed over 12.5 million euros to help in the implementation of the CET. He highlights on some benefits to be derived from the common tariff, using the European Union as an example.